Well, for MSU fans who are still upset about Friday's loss, we have something that might distract you from the anguish. Instead of March Madness, try Small Town Madness. The Lansing State Journal reader poll brackets Michigan's best towns of fewer than 6,000 people, puts them into categories, and pits them against each other to see who emerges victorious. Round one is over. The voting for round two closes tonight at 11 p.m., so there's still time to cast your votes. Lansing State Journal reporter Kathleen Levy is here to tell us about who's still in the running and fill us in on some of the details about these great little Michigan towns. Welcome to Current State, Kathleen.
Hello.
As a guy who grew up in a small mid-Michigan town, I'm a sucker for all things small townish.
Well, and I am also from a small Michigan town, and my sister is a village president of Pinckney right now. And she saw our list of 16, and she's like,
"What?
Something is missing."
Doesn't the family connection count for anything here, she says. So how many categories of competition do you have?
Well, we started out last week with 16 towns, and we have four categories of competition. We have a beach bracket. And as you can imagine, it was very difficult to narrow down the towns that go in the beach bracket. Actually, it was really kind of difficult to narrow them all down. We have a Uper and North bracket with some of our favorite very northern towns. There is a hip and artsy bracket and a historic, quaint, and charming bracket.
So let's talk about the towns in the running for the best beach towns here. Which four beach towns started off in round one?
Okay, the four beach towns that we started with were Frankfort, South Haven, East Tawas, and Saugatuck.
And which two came out on top?
The two that came out on top for now, we now have a battle going on between South Haven and Saugatuck.
Okay. And let me see. What recommends each of those? See, and I know Saugatuck a little bit better than I know South Haven here. What recommends each one of those towns?
Well, you know, they both have a fantastic vibe, but they're a little bit different of a vibe. You know, Saugatuck kind of has that cosmopolitan edge.
Indeed.
They've got arts and fine dining and kind of a very hip vibe, whereas South Haven is a little more laid back with a big kind of much more family kind of vibe and just kind of a more laid back effort. So it really depends on how you like your beautiful Lake Michigan beach.
Saugatuck's got a Venetian festival as well. And South Haven has a number of things. It's got a lighthouse. It's got a number of things to recommend it. Can you share with us who leads in the voting right now there in the beach competition?
Actually, I am looking at the beach bracket. I just looked these up this morning. And right now, South Haven is ahead. They have 54% of the vote. And Saugatuck has 46% of the vote.
Mm.
So here is your chance to make a difference by going to lsj.com and voting here. You can still get your favorite to the top.
Saugatuck enthusiasts have been issued a challenge here, I guess. The next category is best artsy town. Saugatuck could be in that category as well. As it turned out, there's some overlap that you probably had to contend with.
There is. We sort of had to make a choice on some of these. And Charlevoix could have been a beach town, too. So what we have going in the hip and arty is a contest between Charlevoix and Chelsea.
Ooh,
right now.
Nice choices.
And there are some, of course, fantastic things about both of these towns. Chelsea is a particular favorite of mine because of its proximity to my hometown of Pinckney. And it is very much, you know, that kind of cosmopolitan vibe. They've got great food. They've got great theater. Lots of fun, and also the Jiffy Mix plant. What is not to like?
Exactly. Who's winning that competition right now? Right
now, Charlevoix has the edge. They have about 55% of the vote, and Chelsea has about 45% of the vote. So that is another race that could go either way.
I'm thinking, you know, we have so much fondness for up north in this part of the state. I'm almost wondering if the locations that are up north just have kind of a built-in advantage.
I think they might have a slight edge, and we did see that. We did see that where some of our southern towns went out in the first round in favor of the great memories that we have of the northern ones.
Sure. I'm speaking with Kathleen Levy of the Lansing State Journal about the Small Town Madness Bracketology. It's a contest to determine the best small towns in Michigan. You can vote at lansingstatejournal.com. Voting ends tonight at 11 p.m. You wrote that the tightest race of all was in the first round for the best Uper and North town. Which two towns were close there?
The two towns that were close in our first round were Houghton Lake and Gaylord. And only two votes separated them in the voting. And we had thousands of votes. So this does show that every vote matters. And, you know, I love Houghton Lake. I love Gaylord, too. Those towns really have that very classic up north feel.
They do.
And so, interestingly enough, in the current round, we have
Gaylord prevailed, I understand.
Gaylord prevailed, and they have gone on to take on Munising head-to-head. And this is also our tightest current race, with Gaylord has 51% of the vote and Munising has 49% of the vote. And this is a super tough one for me because I love Munising, too. I love Pictured Rocks. I love everything about the vibe of that part of the UP. So this is a really tough choice to make.
And who's leading right now?
Well, Gaylord is ahead by 2%. So
2% of,
2%
the, of the overall vote.
Correct.
You've got a category as well for best historic, quaint, and charming town. And round two here has Eaton Rapids in our backyard facing off against Frankenmuth. Which towns did they beat out?
Well, Eaton Rapids, hold on, I have to check my notes here. Eaton Rapids beat Sheboygan, which is a fun and pleasant town. And Frankenmuth beat Portland, which is a very hip and trendy, kind of fun little town also, and quaint and charming, and of course still getting over the tornado that they had earlier this year.
See, now I don't think of Portland as quaint and charming. To tell, I maybe it's been too long since I've been there. I don't know.
You know, they have some neat things going on. They have this Riverwalk trail that kind of goes through town. They've got some fun downtown businesses. And they have really kind of come together in their Portland Strong way since the tornado last summer. So I think Portland has a little bit, it's very cool. But, however, unfortunately, they're out.
It's Eaton Rapids versus Frankenmuth. Does the fact that you're the Lansing State Journal give Eaton Rapids the edge here?
Well, right now it seems that it does, because Eaton Rapids and Frankenmuth are running neck and neck, 50-50 right now. So this is another one that could go either way. That's kind of the super fun thing about this round, is that all of these races are close enough that we can tip them in a final surge of voting today.
And when will you announce the winners tomorrow?
Yep, that will be tomorrow. Yep, tomorrow sometime before noon.
You've enjoyed a pretty good response to this thing. Do people respond to this kind of...
They do. I think people love something where they can vote online, and the kind of the one of the fun things about this is that after you vote, it shows you how the voting is going, so you can kind of see if other people thought the same way that you did or not, and that also kind of gives you the, if you want to rally behind somebody, then you can kind of get everybody out and.
Well, I imagine it also provokes people. I'm sitting here thinking, I need to learn more about Portland. And I need to learn more about Sheboygan. You know, it's been a long time since I've been to Sheboygan. It's been a while since I've been to Portland, and it's right nearby. I think it might trigger people's curiosity about, maybe I need to learn more about what's going on.
And this is exactly what I hope for when we did this. You know, I am a Michigan homer. I'm a fifth-generation Michigan, and I have been all over the state. And there are so many towns that are so interesting and so quaint and so charming, and there's so much beach, and there's so much wonderful stuff that I just really was kind of hoping that people would say, hey, I haven't been to Eaton Rapids in a long time. Let's go and see what's down there. You know, and they do a lot of fun things in Eaton Rapids.
No, you're right. You make a great point. Well, I'm so glad you did this. Gotta love anything involving Michigan's small towns. I've been speaking with Kathleen Levy of the Lansing State Journal about the Small Town Madness Bracket to determine the best small towns in Michigan. You can vote at lansingstatejournal.com. The voting ends tonight at 11. Kathleen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.